stress this enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. Follow the Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And the number to call in anytime, you're more than welcome to, is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Sitting to my left, the one, the only, Alex Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't think your mic's plugged in or on or something's not working. Always fun to come back after a day off. Try adjusting something here. Pork chop helper! Producer Pork Chop! Careful!
Pork Chop's trying to help her.
Yeah, Liv, let's do play-by-play right here. Sports suck.
I think he might have shocked himself.
He did. Now he looks complete. He doesn't know what to do. Alex is jiggling something.
Well, honestly,
you got to talk, Alex, to see if it does work or not.
It's not working, but some of our wish has come true. Alex
Secretly, shut up. Finally.
No, I'm just kidding.
Whoever did this, thank you.
I'm just kidding.
All right, cool. Well, it is Joan and Liv today with Producer Pork Chop on the mix.
Well, we'll get a screwdriver. We'll make something happen.
Go hop in his mic.
We'll move my mic on over there or something. Now Pork Chop's blowing into something. Let's see. Nope. Still nothing.
God, I hate...
All right, now Joe's getting up. You guys, this has not happened this early in the morning. I don't think I've ever seen...
Are you kidding me? I'm the one that fixes everything around here.
Well, this early in the morning, I don't know if Joe's ever had, like, this much energy.
I heard a pop.
Hello. I heard a pop.
See, look at that. I'm the damn genius
wow.
around here.
But
you
can
guys,
you hear me?
Barely.
I can hear you.
Your mic level's still low.
Ooh. So I am on?
Dang it, she's back. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
I have my headphones cranked. I can't even hear myself. So
okay,
can
well,
you
we're
hear
boring.
Me?
Yeah,
I
yeah,
can hear
I can.
You.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk
well,
to engineering after the show. How was your day yesterday, or how was your weekend?
It was good. It was a nice long weekend. We were off yesterday for Martin Luther King Day, which was nice. I realized yesterday something. So everybody talks about how they want to have like a significant other that challenges them.
Mm-hmm. I never
and
said that.
I feel like girls say that all the time.
Like, oh, for sure.
I want a guy that'll just challenge
and,
me.
And, like, make me better.
Yes. I realize something. I don't. I don't want a guy that's going to challenge me. I want a guy that's going to do whatever I tell him to do. I don't want any pushback. I don't want to be challenged. Just do what I say.
That's you
Thank
for
you
everyone
next.
In your life. You don't want any challenge.
So you want like a doorman.
Yeah. I think I realized that after watching The Bachelor last night because that's what every girl says. I'm just really hoping Colton will challenge me. So anyway, that is my two cents for relationship epiphanies that I came up with. Producer Porkchop, what about you?
I had a very nice...
Oh, all right, okay. There
now,
we go. Okay.
Hello?
Is it unmuted?
No, yeah.
Yep, I can't really hear Pork Chop.
Is it plugged in?
His mic is
I swear
now his
to
mic
sweet
off.
Baby Jesus, I won't say the other word.
I think we're being cursed.
You know, honestly, I have...
Or you know what? Maybe this is a sign from the universe that
Liv.
Really, just me and Joe.
It's Joe and Liv. Honestly, your mic sounds really good today.
Thank you.
Yeah,
wow.
Why don't you guys just talk?
No, well, here's the thing. Back at the Christmas party, we won, and I mean me only on the Joe and Alex show. It doesn't work. Keep on talking when you figure it out. We actually got a day off, like a Christmas day, because Lindsay won. You guys say she cheated. I think right now, I'm going to use the
Take
day.
Take your day off.
I'm going to use my day. And it's not you guys. Not mad at you. You guys are cool. You're all here and we're trying our best. I think I'm going to go home.
All right. Alex can run the board, right?
Well, yeah, we have a lot coming up today on the show. So what are some of the things that we're doing? We're giving away Grammys tickets, right?
Yeah, actually, all this week at 7:45, that's 6:45 Central, we will be qualifying you for a trip. We're going to fly you out to L.A. for the Grammy Awards hosted by Alicia Keys. And just for getting qualified, you're going to get some digital download of artists that are actually nominated for this year's Grammys. So that alone is pretty cool. And, yeah, we got a lot going on as usual. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can always send us a tweet, follow us on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. What's the most underrated combination? Like, you put these two things together, they're absolutely amazing. And let me give you a few examples here. Go around the room. Give me your combination you think is just way too underrated. You just love this combo. How about a hot shower and fresh bed sheets? You come in there, you're all steamy. I'm all sexy. My wife's like, oh, yeah. Hey, big daddy.
That's a good one.
Fresh sheets are always the best.
Get in there looking fly as hell. What about my favorite drink of all time? When you combine sweet tea and lemonade, you give yourself an Arnold Palmer. That
so
might be one
like
of the
that.
Best things ever. Have you had it?
I don't like tea unless it's hot, so I wouldn't like it, but so many people do.
But have you tried it, though?
No, because I don't like iced tea.
I had like a mild Arnold Palmer addiction in high school, and then I haven't had it since.
See, like, I feel like high schoolers order that because it sounds like alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you can get it in those like big cans that almost look like Four Locos, but it's like non-alcoholic.
Arizona iced tea, baby. Yep. 99 cents. That is the best deal. You want to get me a drink? Get me an Arizona iced tea Arnold Palmer. Half and half, please. What about this? Wendy's, they're frosty and a hot, salty fry.
A lot of people like that too, yeah.
Just dip it in there a little bit. And one thing that I've never been a big fan of, but I remember everybody, when we had pizza at high school, they'd have pizza and ranch. That combo right there, they say like they have to go together. Alex, you're not a fan, I think, of either one of those.
So I don't like pizza. I've never had ranch dressing. Someone we used to work with has to order ranch with his pizza.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was way too much.
He orders ranch with literally everything.
I think he got ranch with ranch. He's like, I'll take some more of that. Do you guys have any of these? It's just something that like sparked my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's got to be some other underrated combinations. Also, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
I like green apple slices, like Granny Smith apples with cinnamon peanut butter.
Oh, I never had that before. Okay.
I've never even had cinnamon peanut butter, but I do like peanut butter and
honey
sandwiches.
Ew.
No, peanut butter and honey together is so freaking
that
good.
That does sound really good. Actually, I want to try that when I get home. Have you ever tried like peanut butter and pickle? Because that is amazing.
Gosh, stop. That's for pregnant people.
No, it's not. I'm not pregnant. And don't say I look like I'm pregnant. Do not say that. No. Oh, my God. Peanut butter and pickle. It's the jam. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Emily.
Emily, what do you got? What's a combination?
Pickles and A1 sauce.
Oh, sick.
Wait a minute.
It's so delicious.
I love A1 sauce, even though a lot of times a good steak doesn't need it.
It is so delicious. You got to try it. And it's not a pregnant thing either.
I was going to say, how did you come up with that one? Okay.
Joe.
Steak and Shake has the best.
Thank you.
Try it tonight and let us know how we know. But I have two other very bizarre combinations.
Okay, Liv, what do you got?
Okay, a Wheat Thin with mustard, cheese, and a pickle.
Wheat Thin with mustard,
cheese and
a pickle.
That is the best combination ever. And then my sister, Emily, always used to eat peanut butter, salami, and goldfish sandwiches.
Okay, that just sounds like bad breath on a cracker.
Isn't that insane?
It may not be really breathy, but it does sound good, though. It's Alex, you got to try and expand your taste bud horizons.
I'm good. If that's what it means, no thanks.
Hey, good morning, Brooke. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll wrap up with you. What do you got?
Shaving your legs and then putting pants on.
Oh, that's for the ladies?
Yes. It's like such an underrated feeling. It's or laying in your bed with it. Anything brushing up against shaved legs.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're so right.
Does the same work for like ladies when you shave your pits, or is it just your legs?
No.
I guess it depends on how hairy your pits were.
Liv, I go to the resident non-shaver.
I don't know why I'm the resident non-shaver.
Oh, when you were gone, me and Alex said that you've quit shaving.
Oh, okay, cool.
Thank you, Brooke. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's Need to Know News. Alex, I'm surprised you didn't blow up the group text on this. Netflix announced on Friday they're rebooting the show Unsolved Mysteries.
So excited. This is one of my favorite shows of all time. I used to watch it starting at 3 years old. Oh. I would ask if I could please watch the show.
Can I watch Unsolved Mysteries, Mommy?
Literally, probably my first words.
Literally psychotic.
It all makes sense now. Here's what they're doing. They're rebooting the show. Just like the original series that began in the 1980s, investigators rely on viewers to help solving the cases. However, each episode for the reboot is going to focus on a single case compared to multiple cases in one episode. It ran for 14 seasons with almost 600 episodes. I bet, Alex, did you watch all of them?
Oh, I'm sure I have multiple times.
Netflix announced, released an actual announced date for that, but we'll let you know when it comes out. There's a limited edition KFC scented candles. Just what I need for the new year. They smell like gravy and they're being available now for the first come, first serve basis. There's only 230 of them. They kind of are doing this. They did it like, what, last month, the KFC chicken log. So you got to enter your email address at the KFC website for a chance to win one of those candles. Yes, I've already done so.
I honestly need to do that because Jewel Daddy's birthday is coming up, my boyfriend, and he is obsessed with KFC.
Me too.
Would you want that candle, Alex?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I will put all of our email addresses in there then today. An eye doctor, this is kind of funny, but also sucks that they have to do this, in Louisiana, is offering free eye exams to NFL referees after the New Orleans Saints overtime loss to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship game because of a blown pass interference call. The missed call ended up leading the Saints to settle for a field goal when they probably would have scored a touchdown, or at least would have had a chance, and that would have won the game. After the blown call, the Louisiana Family Eye Care took to Facebook and wrote, quote, "We will gladly provide no-cost eye exams to all NFL officials prior to next season to prevent the atrocity that occurred tonight." Listen, I feel bad for Saints fans, but try being a Lions fans. We've got screwed by every NFL call in the world.
I don't think that is the ref's problem. I think that's just like a Lions personal problem. But I will say, last week, it was a rough week for refs.
Yeah, it was not good at all. Did you guys watch any of the football over the weekend?
Absolutely.
They were good games. They were very good games.
They were both extraordinary games. You couldn't wish for a better NFC-AFC championship game.
But now, how do you feel about it being the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl? You know, I'm excited because I love the Patriots just because they're hot.
Here's the thing. I respect Tom Brady. Definitely one of the greatest of all times. Doesn't mean I like him. Like, I hate him. I am the biggest hater ever of Tom Brady. Not that he's a bad person, but hate, it fills me. I am full of hate.
I will be wearing blue and gold in honor of the Rams.
Yep.
And if you want to talk about hot players, the Rams quarterback, Jared Goff, look him up.
I'm looking him up.
Extreme hottie, and he's hilarious.
Jared Goff.
Yep, G-O-F-F. Hot.
I'm waiting on the reaction from Alex on the hot scale.
Yeah,
here.
Not really.
He Ooh. Is. You gotta like actually dig into his Instagram. We'll
yeah,
talk about
if you
it
have to dig, here's the thing. If you have to dig, he ain't hot. Liv, this is a pattern. You also think Post Malone is hot, so your credibility is shot.
Well,
I think you think the ugliest guys.
Tom
are
Brady,
hot.
Honestly, like his facial structure, it really is not that hot. We'll talk about
no,
it later.
No, true. If Tom, no offense, Tom Brady, but if Tom Brady was just like a regular radio guy, it was like Tom and Alex in the morning, you'd be like, he is fugly.
If you watch when he entered into the NFL draft and you see a picture of him, he is butt ugly.
He has bad pictures taken of
no,
him.
No, he's a football. He looks like a football.
He had a glow up once he was famous and rich. Like most people.
That's savage.
Kind of like how I have. You know, like I've really transformed my look. Speaking of the Super Bowl, if you want to go, CNBC estimates the cost of attending this year's Super Bowl somewhere between $4,000 and $18,000, depending on how high-end you want to go for tickets. That includes lodging, travel, and food. I would just sleep outside the stadium.
Stadium outside?
I mean, I like to save money. I just pitch a tent. Yeah, I'd be on TV. I'd be famous.
Oh, my gosh.
It's genius. And dumb internet arguments. This is how we'll wrap up Joe's Need to Know News. Have you guys seen this one now? Everybody's sharing. It's a stupid meme or a photo. It's like how to draw an X.
Yes.
Have you seen this, Liv?
Wait, no, I haven't seen
it's
it.
It's got like, I think, 7 or 8 different options of how you can like draw an X. It's really dumb. The internet's arguing over the correct way to write the letter X. 90% of us do it one of two ways. The most popular way is to start in the top left and draw the first line down and to the top right and then draw the second line down. But some are like, no, you got to go down up. I'm like, why are we arguing about this stupid stuff?
That's just what it is.
Is that what we have to? Because I'm trying to, even though I slid it into the Need to Know News, Alex, I'm trying to avoid that crap in 2019. I'm trying not to be the person that posts that crap online. Can we stop that?
I'm always trying to avoid my exes, so.
That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Hey, you can join in this conversation because I'm afraid I might be on my own little island, my own little butthurt island. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number, 833-563-2539. Now, here's my question. When somebody sends an RSVP in the mail for like a wedding or an event, Are you supposed to, like, say, I'm going or not going? Or
yes.
Are you just like, oh, I'll get to it if I want to get to it?
That's why they send you an RSVP.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right, Liv the Web Girl, what do you think?
Okay, well, one, I already know you're calling me out. Two, for a wedding that it's delivered through the mail, yes, I think that is important.
Yeah,
for
that's weddings, what I thought you were talking about.
It's a head count. He's just talking about RSVPs in general.
Oh, no, no, no. If someone doesn't say RSVP, then you don't RSVP, right?
Right. I think also there's stipulations. Like sometimes you have to RSVP, you should RSVP others. It doesn't really matter.
RSVPing is for a formal event.
Okay, what if it's just an event somebody invites you to?
No.
Do you have to respond? You can just like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I
don't care.
He's talking about a Facebook event.
What Facebook event?
It's just a general thing, and it's not just you two that I'm upset about. I mean, Porkchop even came and I'm upset at him. But I'm wondering though, like when I invite people, it's like, do I stop inviting them? Does that mean like that they don't want to come? Like that's just like their subtle way?
Probably.
Because I don't care if you come or not. You could even just say, but I get mad when I'm trying to plan and we even politely say it once. I'm not going to do it a million times. Like, please let us know if you're coming or not because we're providing food and drinks and beverage. I'm not going to go make a buttload of food if you're not coming over for something. Now, we had a little game night this past weekend in Indy. The weather was crazy. It was super cold in Houston. We're on the air 92.1. But in Indy, 40-mile-per-hour wind gust. It was freezing cold. I get if nobody came. We thought about canceling it, but a few people that live by still wanted to come. But the thing that burns my biscuits, Alex didn't respond if she was coming or not.
I did. I told you in real life. I said, yeah, I'm not doing anything on Saturday night. The weather's going to be terrible.
Liv the Web Girl didn't respond. I didn't say you have to come. That's not what I'm butthurt about. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm butthurt, for example, Liv, that you didn't put that you were coming or not coming.
Okay, I have a couple things.
Go ahead.
First thing, in specifically with your game night, you said that you wanted to have those once a month. So I think those are free to like pop in and out of. Like this Saturday just wasn't a good Saturday because my like boyfriend had plans with his sister and stuff like that. Then my friend ended up surprising me. But here's the thing that I think millennials, because of social media, the FOMO is so bad that the fear of missing out, that they can't commit to any plans because they want to be doing what looks the most fun in that literal hour. So it's hard to commit to something when it's like you don't know what else is going to be going on. So I don't think millennials are into RSVPing at all.
But see, I'm a millennial on the outer edge of it, and I love doing that.
You love RSVPing.
I love letting people know if I'm going to be somewhere or
okay.
not.
What's going to make you more butthurt? Is it going to be us immediately declining to come to the event or just not saying anything?
No, I just want to, like, here's what I guess. Well, let me answer your question, then I'll respond with a question. I just want to know if you're coming or not. And if it's like, if you don't want to come, you think it's not cool, that's fine. I mean, I am a little sad because, like, I really try to, like, instill a thing of friendship and camaraderie in and out of the studio. That's what I would like. But that wouldn't hurt me as much. I just want to know. It's like, why don't people respond?
No, but here's the thing. I went to your last game night, and so did my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, and we actually had a lot of fun. So, like, I'm not saying I never want to come to another one again or never want to come to your house again, but
yeah,
here's
it's
the
unrealistic
thing.
For you to expect us to every once a month for sure be able to go.
No. I didn't say you have to come. If you can't come or don't want to come, just say can't attend.
But here's the thing. You know what?
You're going to hold it against us
I won't. I'm holding this because you didn't respond.
Okay, but here's the thing. If I responded the first thing that you sent it out, I would have said that, yes, I'm going. Then 2 days before that day, my boyfriend found out that his sister was day drinking all day at the Broad Ripple Bar. So we were like, oh, shoot, let's go do that because that sounds like a lot of fun. And then I would have just not shown up, but I said I was going to show up. So I think that me not responding, it's like, ooh, is she going to come? Isn't she going to come? It's kind of fun. It's like a game.
She likes us to be titillated.
This is a game that does not turn me on at all. Will, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Me and my wife, we're always putting on, you know, random events. And normally they're kind of last minute, like a week or so. And I think Alex is right. Like, millennials nowadays just don't want to commit.
That was
to
Liv.
Plans.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Liv. Sorry. Don't want to commit to plans just because, like, if they end up canceling, they just know the person would be, like, kind of more disappointed. So I think, like, by either word of mouth or them not saying, like, for sure if they're going to come or not is probably, like, the better way. And, you know, you just kind of roll with the punches.
Yeah,
it's fun either way.
I also think I need to make it more of a point to post something on my Instagram that makes it clear that I'm like probably not coming to your house.
And like, Joe, the thing is, like, I showed up to your game night and I didn't RSVP. And the reason is because if I RSVP'd and said I could go and then I ended up not going, I would have felt really bad because you just bought extra food and extra stuff and then, oops, I didn't go.
I told you the night before in real life, in person, that I wasn't doing anything because of the snow.
Well, let's wrap this up with this. I'm looking to another event, the Super Bowl 53 at the Peches. You've all been invited, by the way. Shout out to the real OGs here. Shout out to Acadia and Chad and Stacy and my wife, Lindsay's going. As of what she said, maybe? No, but... But the thing that gets me, I go in there and invite it, and it says invited. Let's see here. Porkchop's seen the invite, done nothing. Who else? Okay, that's all. I just want to know who's coming or not.
I am not coming.
I'm not
that's
coming.
My formal RSVP.
That's my formal RSVP.
Well, I already have plans.
Yeah, well, first of all, we don't know if we're going to be working that night.
I'm not working. No way. Sorry. You're going to have to pay me some big money for me to go to the Super Bowl party.
Well, usually we're notified like a week or so before that we have to host something. So I don't know why you decided to host this party without knowing that
first. I'm already hosting an event, sorry.
And two is if I am doing something and it's not work, then it would be with my boyfriend's friends.
Yeah, that's I'm doing something with my boyfriend's friends.
Okay, cool. Well, there we go. Should I take you guys in off future invites for other things?
See,
no!
That's
salty. What
you say.
Now you're getting butthurt.
No. I'm asking because
don't take me off future invites.
I don't know. I feel like you guys never want to. I don't want to bother you. Like, I don't want to. I'd rather just like leave you off so you don't feel that way.
Now you're making this awkward and you're getting like super sensitive.
No,
this is the whole point why we don't RSVP.
Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This was one of the funniest things I saw. I think it was trending over the weekend on Twitter. It's this guy. He's a stepdad, and his 18-year-old stepson snuck a girl into the house overnight, and he was live tweeting. He's like, ooh, how's this going to want to end? Because he doesn't really care. He's a stepdad, but the mom would have a problem with it.
Yeah.
It's like the girl shacked up for the night. He stayed up, I guess, and just waited to see how he was going to get her out of the house.
Ooh.
Have you guys ever snuck somebody over?
Yes.
I mean, oh, really?
My entire childhood.
Tell me about this.
I mean, I had like a window like 5 feet off the ground. I would climb up and down the brick wall like Spider-Man.
Okay.
I was constantly sneaking guys in and out. I mean, not like for that reason, but just to hang out or whatever. I had friends that would spend the night that would invite guys to crawl up my house wall and hook up.
Spider pig.
I don't think I ever have snuck guys or people into my house, but I have definitely snuck into people's houses.
Now, how do you sneak in then? Like, what's your point of entry? Are you like doing what Alex did? You climb up a 5 foot wall? Did you have to go to a second story?
So one time, he just let me in his back door and took me straight down into his basement. And like, we didn't do anything. We just like hung out, watched TV, and like held hands. But and then another time, my boyfriend and me came home to his parents' house when his parents weren't home. And then I just like went into the basement. And then when his parents came home, they never go down in the basement. And he just said he was home alone.
Wait, but how long were you in the basement for, like, to get out?
Until the next day.
Wow.
I really am wishing that my parents are not listening. I'm going to be cut off.
Oh my gosh, I seriously snuck out constantly. And one time was so innocent. It was just my best friend and I spent the night at her house. And we snuck out to go play Guitar Hero at a boy's house when we were in high school. I was like a freshman.
Yeah.
And her parents woke up, saw that we weren't in their house, called my parents. It was a huge thing. Threatened to call the cops. Where are you? You better come back. Are you out drinking or whatever? We were literally just playing Guitar Hero. But we had the boys drop us off at the entrance of her subdivision, walked the entire way to her house so it would look like we were just taking a walk. I threw my purse in the bushes because obviously you don't take a purse with you to do a walk around the neighborhood. And then I spit in my hands and I smeared my eye makeup all around my eyes so that I could say that I was crying about a boy and needed to take a walk. I am a next level liar when it comes to pulling one over, and that was what I did. But I was grounded for a month for sneaking out, but they could never prove that I had done anything wrong.
Oh my gosh, that is genius.
We have learned so much today about Alex.
My kids will literally never be able to get away with crap because I have done everything. And I know every parent says that, but I really have.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage? Ariana Grande issued an apology in response to the backlash surrounding her latest single, Seven Rings. So in the song, she says, "You like my hair? Gee, thanks, just bought it." And a lot of people are like, "You can't say that, you're white." But first of all, she's not even white, she's Italian. But she kind of responded and said, "I'm so sorry my response or my lyrics may have come out racist. I never intended that. Everyone that's talking about me, of course, I would never mean to offend anybody. I don't really understand. Like, literally everyone, every female, all races, wear weaves, extensions. Like, this is everybody.
It's
so,
nothing new.
Yeah, it's very relatable for anyone to hear those lyrics and be like, yeah, I bought my hair too. I did. Me, talking, Alex. I wear fake hair.
I am one of the few people that I know that hasn't actually bought their hair. And yeah. Doesn't have extensions.
But Liv does sell hair. How much is it going for?
It's pretty expensive. I got to pay my rent.
Okay. Yeah, people are saying, like, ain't that the song about saying that brown women and black women buy their hair? Sounds about white. That's what they're saying.
Now that, I'm sorry, sounds about white? That's kind of funny.
Bebe Rexha posted a video on social media saying some designers have refused to dress her for the 2019 Grammys because she's too big.
So I finally get nominated at the Grammys, and it's like the coolest thing ever. So I had my team hit out a lot of designers, and a lot of them do not want to dress me because literally, like, I'm too big. And if a size 6'8" is too big, then I don't know what to tell you, because that's crazy. Because you're saying that all the women in the world that are size 8 and up are not beautiful and they cannot wear your dresses. So all the people that said that I'm thick and I can't wear dresses, I don't want to wear your dresses.
I thought this was really surprising. She is a tiny person, but she has a Kim Kardashian behind.
That butt is huge.
So,
oh my God. I really love what Bebe Rexha said.
But see, people don't call Kim Kardashian big or overweight or fat. And like, Kim Kardashian looks exactly like her.
Right. And well, even same with Rihanna. Like, Rihanna has like gotten thick. And
yeah,
like,
Nicki
people
Minaj.
Still want to dress her. People still want to dress Nicki Minaj. So
well,
that's weird.
If that's the case, I mean, Nicki, Rihanna, Kim, those are all way bigger names than BB.
Then
yeah,
say,
it might just
then
be
say that.
That
though. Don't I mean because they if this is true, they're saying it's her size. At least that's what they told her people. You can just be like, who are you?
What's worse though? Nobody cares about you or knows who you are, so we don't want to dress you, or you're just a little bit out of our size range. What would you rather hear? Because both of them are awful.
I think the size range thing is the awful part. If people don't want to dress you because they don't think they're high profile enough, so be it.
I'd almost rather be known as too fat than irrelevant.
1,000%. Absolutely.
That
any
explains
day of the week.
So much about you two.
Well, many in the media are now deleting their social media posts promoting the false narrative about the Covington Catholic High School students. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it was the MAGA hat wearing kids from the March for Life over the weekend and how they supposedly had like a racist standoff with a Native American, but all of that turned out to be false. Actress Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond called out the media's carelessness about this whole situation. She said, "These young people will forever have these smears follow them through their life every time they go out with a resume trying to get a job because it's going to have their school on it. It will also affect anyone who ever has or ever will attend that school. The damage is incalculable, and those who have perpetuated this destruction, no matter how unintended, are still at their jobs with nary a consequence for their reckless behavior. Some kind of compensatory action would go a long way in signaling their resignation or the recognition of their seriousness of their transgression and help to restore what's left of the public's very fragile trust in their reputations as trustworthy journalists." Another actress, Jamie Lee Curtis, also apologized for jumping the gun on the story and sharing it before getting the facts too.
This school is literally 10 minutes from my house, by the way.
Oh, where you grew up,
you
mean?
This is exactly where I grew up.
Wow.
Everyone I grew up with went to this high school. Like, it is crazy in our community right now.
Wow, I bet. And Pamela Anderson says that porn and PlayStation have caused many good men to lose themselves. She tweeted, "Empty head disease, porn, and PlayStation. We've lost many good men to this. Gone. No return." She continued and said, "Talk to your children. As young adults, we can make our own choices, but it's a slippery slope. I pray kids can be brave and rebel against it all. It's a nightmare." She suggested that men who watch porn are the worst lovers. Coming up in less than an hour, this actor is letting kids, his own kids, beat him up.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to join in the conversation is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. All right. This has been going on for a bit, and finally we have to clear out the air on the air. We, as a general, on the show, as a group, kind of have a consensus that we think somebody that's in a relationship on the show might have their partner cheating on them, or there's something going on. Like, the relationship is questionable. Alex, is that a fair statement to make?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not Alex. It's not the Egyptian. Those two are doing well. Liv the Web Girl and her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, they're doing good. Pork Chop, you and your man, I don't know, though. What's going on with this relationship?
Well, I don't know. There's just something a little interesting that caught my eye. We were both hanging out on the couch the other day, and his phone went off, and it was just on, you know, on the coffee table, and I looked over, and it said notification. And I thought, that was weird. I've never seen that before. Like, you know, with Snapchat, when it goes off, it'll tell you, like, who it's from, or if you get a text, a little preview of the text will come up. But he got, like, a notification from Facebook, and it was just in all blue, and it just said Facebook. And then I asked him about it. I was like, oh, hey, that's weird. Like, well, what's that?
What'd he say?
He's an Uber driver. So let's say he gets a notification while he's Uber driving. He doesn't want his passenger that's sitting right next to him to see, like, the whole message. So let's say I texted him something sweet, like, oh, hey, babe, I love you. Like, he doesn't want to be embarrassed. He doesn't want, you know, Garrett with the heart to pop up and then it says my little text.
Interesting.
Yes, I would agree with Alex. By the way, that never happens. That is very interesting. What else? Is there any other things happening here, Pork Chop, that you can share and help us kind of figure out what's going on?
What else has happened recently?
No, not at all. That was the only thing that just, you know, that caught my eye. I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, how do you do that? Why do you do that?
Okay. There's nothing else.
No, there's nothing else.
I'd like to say some things.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Alex. What would you like to
say?
Well,
first of all, I want to say that, so, and I don't want Liv or Joe to take offense to this, and I don't mean it that way at all. I like everyone's significant others on this show. But in particular, I just feel like I personally have connected with Chase the best. Like, he's my favorite significant other. If I had to choose a favorite out of anyone on this show, I really have fun talking to him and hanging out with him. So there's that. But at the same time, there is some nuance to this where I think I can say I personally really, really like him. But then I also don't know that he is necessarily really in your relationship with you at this point any longer, or something shady is going on. Like, I feel like either he doesn't want to be in the relationship and he's looking for an out, or something shady is going on. And here's why. And I took notes because I was really thinking about this last night, and I wrote down all the reasons why this is, like, the evidence points to this.
She has an itemized check. Is that laminated?
Listen, you know I'm into true crime, so when it comes to looking for evidence, I'm good at looking for evidence. So first of all, your Facebook, Pork Chop, says that you're in a relationship. His doesn't.
I can explain that, but keep going.
Okay. You post pictures of him or the two of you together. He doesn't. And I actually went back all the way to 2009, to the beginning of the inception of his Facebook. He has never posted one photo of you.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Never?
Never once. I said, I wrote down, you are the only person that he's ever dated, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And well, no, he's dated females before me, but go ahead.
Okay. So, but you're the first and most serious relationship he's ever had, right?
Most definitely.
And he was very young when you got together.
Right.
Okay. He went out of his way to tell you someone was posting pics of him on a dating app recently and not to worry because it was a catfish, right?
Correct.
Okay. So explain that.
He sent me the screenshot. Well, I think so. Someone here locally reached out to him, which I don't know, I thought was interesting, and said, hey, just to let you know, someone is using your photo, Chase, on a dating app, and I just wanted to let you know. And so Chase was like, oh, could you screenshot it and tell me, you know, who is it? What's the guy's name? And this person that messaged to him said, oh, well, I tried to do that, and the guy blocked me.
Yeah, convenient. And then he's constantly jealous and accusing you of cheating, isn't he? Isn't he doing that all the time?
Not necessarily, but he used to be very, what's the word? Like,
insecure, jealous?
Always checking with me, but not so much anymore.
Sounds like someone that's projecting their guilt onto someone else.
It definitely is something that I would agree with Alex there on that one. Wow, Pork Chop, and you're kind of like not coming full honesty with all these details, which is kind of interesting. 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. If you had to speculate, Alex, I mean, we don't have all the facts here. What would you say is happening?
I think you'd have to be Helen Keller not to notice or even consider that he is either on dating apps and
actively trying to seek out attention from other guys, or he is looking all the time for a way to get out of this relationship because he has never known or been with anyone besides you, and he wants to experience something else.
I think your theories are just out of this world, but anyways, we've been together for 7 years, and we have split a couple times, and every time, you know, we always come right back together.
And how do those getting back togethers happen? Who is initiating the getting back together? Are you going to him? Like, are you sure I miss you?
I think he wants me to be the one, but it's not me. It is him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is interesting. 833-JOE-ALEX. Thank you for the research, Alex, by the way. That's a lot more than I was aware of.
Creepo.
Never, ever posted a photo. Wow. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And up for grabs, your chance to qualify for a trip to L.A. to fly there. Yeah, we're going to fly you there. To go to the 61st, I believe, annual Grammy Awards. I got to check on that one. But I know Alicia Keys is hosting. Hannah, you might qualify today. That's pretty cool.
All right.
You got a little something in your throat?
Yeah.
Right, let's clear it out. And let's also get on the phone while you're clearing it out. Adam, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Oh, yeah, cool. All
oh,
right.
My God.
Sounds good. All right, producer Porkchop, the man with the plan. How's today's game work?
All right, so we've got a bunch of lyrics from Grammy-nominated artists. We are going to play the first 8 or so seconds of the lyric, and then we are going to stop. Adam, you will buzz in with your name, or Hannah, you will buzz in with your name when you know the next word. Got it?
Sounds good.
All right. Are you ready, Joe?
I am ready. Here is your first song. Here we go.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
I got it.
Adam.
I guess you didn't say your name, but Adam said Adam. So what's the next word, Adam?
I'm losing my mind.
Losing is correct.
All right, there we go.
1 point for Adam.
Way to go. Next one. Listen, guys, then buzz in when it stops with your name. Here we go.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m.
Adam.
Hannah first. What's the word?
God's plan.
That is incorrect, Adam.
Cuddle with me.
That is correct.
Cuddle with me.
Ooh, 2 for 2 for Adam.
I like it when you loving on me.
Hannah, are you there?
Yes.
All right, let's warm you up. I feel like you're just getting going right now. You had a rough start.
She just woke up.
I know. Let's warm Hannah up. Hannah. All right, Hannah, come on. You can do this. You're doing good too, Adam, but I just feel really bad for Hannah. All right, here we go.
All right.
Third song, listen up, then buzz in when it stops with your name, if you know it, is...
Diamond District in the Jazz. Set a fire, you know I'm gang. Gang, gang, gang. Woo! Drop the top and blow the brand. Woo! Oh, he's so...
Adam.
Go ahead.
Adam. Handsome, what's his name?
Dang.
Handsome, what's his name?
Adam doesn't even just give the next word. He gives, like, the next, like, 4 words.
No kidding. He's a pro at this.
Impressive.
All right, next.
All right, song number 4. Hannah, by the way, we heard your voice, but you got to wait for the song to stop to buzz in with your name. I don't know if you still haven't grasped all the rules, but you're still in it technically. Here you go.
Girls like you love falling near me. Do what I want when I come through. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
Hannah.
She said, ha, Hannah. So I guess Hannah.
Yeah.
That's good. Hannah is on the board.
Hannah made it on the board.
Good job, Hannah Banana.
We're so happy for you. All right, here's your next song. Listen up.
Havana, oh, nana. Half of my heart is in Havana, oh, nana. He took me back to...
Hannah.
I think I heard Hannah first.
Ooh, okay.
That was like a tie.
That's the judge's call. I think I heard Adam first, but he said Hannah, so that's what Porkchop says.
East Atlanta.
East Atlanta.
Yay! All right.
So now the score is what?
Adam with 3, Hannah with 2.
Oh, Hannah, you could be the underdog and take this whole thing.
Yeah, the Dark Knight Rising. Here we go. Listen up.
In the shadow.
Hannah.
Hannah?
Now.
Oh, we've got a tie game
here. Don't call it a comeback.
There is one left. This is the tiebreaker.
Adam, are you nervous?
Well, I didn't even know that last song at all.
Oh, okay. It's kind of new-ish. It's Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper from A Star is Born.
Great movie, by the way. You should see it if you want to cry. All right. Comes down to this last one. Nothing else matters. So when it stops, buzz in either Hannah or Adam to win. Here we go.
You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that because I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to.
Adam.
Hannah.
Adam.
Let you down.
That is correct.
That was like the playoffs right there. A little NFL playoffs.
Jeez.
Back and forth.
Hannah
and
was the Saints.
Yep, Hannah got sainted right there.
And Adam came back to win it in overtime. Yeah. Am I the bad ref that said Hannah got
good
the one?
Game, good
yeah,
game.
You are. Adam's the Patriots. Nobody really likes him. They were secretly rooting for Hannah, but Hannah didn't have a chance. Hannah, thank you so much. We love you. Adam, hang on the line, buddy, and we'll hook you up just for getting qualified for that trip to LA for the Grammys. You're going to get some digital downloads of artists that are nominated. Another chance to win comes up tomorrow at the same time here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you so much for being here on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. God, Joe wants to know today, and I want to know, what was your U-turn moment? You're like, well, what the hell is a U-turn moment? It is kind of a recent dating term, but it's something I think we've all experienced even before now, and that is when you start dating someone, then you really like them, but then you find out maybe this one detail about them, and you're like, all right, I'm abruptly ending this thing. For example, you find out, oh, wait a minute, the Egyptian has a criminal record. Would that be a problem for you or what?
Well, I did do that. I don't know if you are an OG Joe and Alex Show listener, then you may remember about 2 years ago when I was single and dating, I went out to a bar and made out with this guy. And while we were kissing, my friend stole his ID out of his pocket and
which
did a background
is illegal.
Check.
Very illegal.
And found out that he's a felon. Or whatever. He'd been like arrested like 7 times. And so after I found that out, then yeah, I stopped talking to him. Oh. I also found out that he was dating an NFL cheerleader, and that helped seal the deal also.
Yeah, that's a lot to go up against. Liv the Web Girl, you got like kind of a U-turn moment?
Yes, when I was in high school, I was dating a guy, and then we were on the couch cuddling, and he had his socks off, and I realized that two of his toes were webbed together, and that's when I knew it was done.
Wait, you got a problem with webbed toes? That's your U-turn moment?
Like in high school, I was just like, ew, no. Gross. I can't.
You could have just like took scissors to him or
Ew,
something.
Stop.
833 Joe Alex, what was your U-turn moment when you were dating somebody? You're like, oh, we are done. I'm turning around. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next for Joe Wants to Know. What was your U-turn moment? That's the question today for Joe Wants to Know. You were dating somebody, then you found out this about them, or maybe something they did. You're like, oh, hell no. I am out of here. Live the Web Girl. What are we getting on our social media? It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Amber says, I found out he was a SoundCloud rapper, and it was done.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with spitting some hot fire online? I thought that was a turn on, right?
Gross.
You don't like that? Spitting that hot fire for all you? Let's talk to Alyssa on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, so this is about 7 years ago. I dated this guy because his best friend was dating my best friend. So I thought, okay, well, let's just go ahead and date. Well, I ended up hanging out with him a lot, obviously, and we made out. He was terrible. His room had, like, this really bad odor, but it wasn't bad, and he was totally sweet, but I was kind of, like, on the edge of, like, being his girlfriend. Well, I asked him to prom, or he asked me to prom. Well, 2 weeks before prom, I go to a high school party, and I meet this other guy, and let's just say I broke up with him, and now I'm dating the guy that I met 6.5 years ago.
Whoa, that
so
is a twist.
It ended up really good.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Alyssa. We appreciate it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Meg, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was your U-turn? Why can I not speak today? U-turn moment. What made you like say, oh, crap, this is done?
So I met this guy at a Pride Festival, and we went out on our very first date, and I was like, hey, tell me something about yourself. And he told me that he had this really crippling heroin addiction.
Oh, but yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that.
That's his lead. Hey, tell me something about yourself. Well, I like dogs. I like heroin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
not even the dogs. Just, hey, I just got finished struggling with heroin. I was like,
yikes.
Well, at least he was being honest with it, but thank you for calling in, Meg.
Yeah, that's hard when you're, you know, you just started. It'd be different if he would have said, I'm, you know, 10 years sober.
Oh, yeah, clean.
That's different.
Yeah.
But when you are newly on the sober trail, that is a huge thing for someone to take on to help you through that if you just met them and you just started to get sober.
Nikki's on the Joe and Alex show. Nikki, what was the U-turn moment for you?
Well, I started seeing this guy, and he had these Dragon Ball Z posters in his living room on the wall, like humongous, like they were big. And then it wasn't just that, but he had this problem with his stomach, and so he would just intermittently, randomly expel these nasty, stinky farts.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's not exactly the best thing. You know, right. Sorry about that.
Joe, do you remember that one time whenever I went out with somebody, we called him McLovin on the show because he was kind of dorky. Mm-hmm. And he invited me over. We went on our first date, and he invited me to meet him at his house beforehand. And before our Uber came, he's like, do you want me to take you into my house? I said, sure. Well, we go inside. All the lights are off. So it was like a vampire lair in there. We get to his bedroom. The light is on. He has a giant pillow pet on his bed and Legos everywhere. And yeah, that was my U-turn. We went to dinner, and then I did not want to go out with him
after. And it wasn't like his kid's room, right? It was his room?
No, it was his room. He had no children, and he's an adult. And the entire date, he was asking me, do you want to hang out after this? Do you want to hang out? And I did not want to. And he was so offended that I did not want to keep hanging out with him. But I couldn't tell him, you had a pillow pet on your bed, bro.
Kendra, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was your U-turn moment?
He was allergic to shellfish, and my favorite food was seafood.
Oh my gosh, let's be best friends. I completely relate to this.
I mean, I didn't want to have to worry about, like, brushing my teeth all the time before I kiss him or, you know, not be able to cook my favorite foods or have to check all the ingredients.
Wait, so your moment was over because somebody had a food allergy.
But what she's saying is true. How much of a nuisance is that? You have to. So he was so severely allergic that you would have to brush your teeth before kissing him even?
Exactly.
Yeah,
like, if he was, like...
Oh, my gosh. So, wait.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. You know, if I had to worry about that all the time...
So the Egyptian...
What if I accidentally kissed him and I killed him?
The Egyptian is deathly allergic to peanuts. He cannot have anything peanut at all, but he... So if he eats it at all, he has to go to the emergency room. He has an EpiPen and everything. But he is not so severely allergic that if I eat peanuts, he can't kiss me.
Interesting. Have you had peanuts and kissed him?
Yes. And nothing has happened, which is so weird.
I can see Alex getting mad at him having a fight, just eating a bunch of them. Nah, 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 nah. Come here, kiss me now. Kimberly, we'll wrap things up with you here on the Joe and Alex show. What was that moment you're like, okay, we're turning around here?
Okay, this is possibly the worst date I've ever had in my life. I met him on a dating app, and he seemed really nice. So we met up, and first of all, he was late for the date.
That's a strike.
Second, he was wearing one of those puffy NFL jackets.
Ew.
Really old school. And he had a really nice car, so I figured, okay, I'll give this guy a chance. He was really nice, and later on in the date, he confessed he was late because he was picking up cocaine for the date. Oh, it gets better. So then I was like, okay, this is too much. And he said, well, I figure you should know, you should Google me. I was like, what? So I Googled him, and it turns out he was wanted in, like, two states, and he had been indicted on insurance fraud for burning his house down.
Whoa! Yeah, why would he tell you to Google him?
Oh, my God, it was the worst. And so, needless to say, I told him, look, I don't think this is going to work out. I mean, I have kids, and in my divorce decree, I can't date anybody with a felony. So I was trying to be nice about it, but underneath, I was so shocked and terrified.
I thought he was going to tell you to Google him because he was like a famous like SoundCloud rapper. But
yeah,
oh my,
that would have been great.
No, that was the other girl. That was the other girl's guy she went on a date with. But why is it, though, that guys that wear those NFL starter jackets, that they always do cocaine?
No, they don't. I wore one of those as a kid. I didn't do coke.
And you were in fourth grade doing lines in the bathroom.
Yeah, but it was pixie sticks, Alex. Who should come first? Should it be your significant other, your husband, your wife, or should it be the kids that you end up having? Conversation kind of got sparked by Aisha Curry, Steph Curry's wife. She says the secret to a great marriage with him is putting him first above the kids. She said that's kind of something she learned from the parents to have a long marriage. Okay. Interesting. I don't think she's totally wrong that you should definitely do that, but I kind of disagree. Like, aren't your children supposed to be the number one priority, at least until they're 18? Obviously, your spouse is important. I'm not saying, like, you're like, well, I don't care about you.
So what does that look like to you? Give an example of a kid before they're 18 coming before the spouse, like why it would be good.
I think at the end of the day, your guys' biggest concern once you conceive a child is to raise that child into an adult and make sure they're good. And that means that you guys need to sacrifice personal like happiness or whatever it might be for that child to grow up and be a decent human functioning adult. Then you guys can worry about yourselves after that, like kick them out of the nest.
So
like,
ignore your marriage. So ignore your marriage for 20 years, and then you're supposed to 18. Act like after. Well, let's round it to 20. Let's say after 20, you think if you just pick up where you left off after not communicating, after not putting each other first for 20 years, you're going to have a great marriage.
No, Alex, I didn't say that.
But that is if you're ignoring your marriage, putting your kids first is what you're saying till they're 18, and then you focus on your marriage.
You should always focus on a marriage. That's kind of obvious. Like, what dummy would not focus on their partner or on their marriage?
So what do you think it means to you by putting your spouse first and not your kids? Give us an example of what you mean, because you're kind of saying two things right now.
How am I saying two things?
No, not you. I'm talking about
Joe.
No,
I'm not saying two things. I want to know what she's talking about. What's the opposite of what I'm speaking about?
You said that they should put the kids first and kind of put the marriage on the back burner for 20 years and give up.
I never said you put the marriage on the back burner.
You said
you guys do a gigantic jump to that.
That's literally what you said.
And you said give up personal happiness for your kids.
Yes, as a parent, your number one goal should be to make sure your kids are taken care of and that they feel loved and that they're raised right.
But why can't there be personal happiness and also doing that?
Yeah,
I just said that. No, but see, you guys, this is what gets me pissed. I didn't say that.
You said give up personal happiness.
Yeah, you said wait when the kids
turn
18.
I said the priority is not your personal happiness. It's raising a good child.
Yeah, and then you said, and then you don't focus on the marriage as much as the kids. When they turn 18, then you focus on the marriage. That's what you said. So the hard thing is, so Joe is married, but none of us, the rest of us on the show, are married or have kids yet. So we really are relying on you to help chime in if you are married, and especially if you're married with kids, 833-JOE-ALEX, because we don't have a lot of credibility in this situation. I mean, I can talk about what I want to do once I'm married, but obviously I understand it is a little different once you're in that situation.
Heather's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Heather? What do you think?
Hey, so I'm actually a child of divorce, so I can speak from personal experience that putting your kids in front of your marriage may not always be the best idea.
Why'd your parents get divorced? Yeah. Like, is it because of you?
Well, I never try not because to blame of the children. Myself, but I definitely think that their priorities weren't to make sure that they were compromising and communicating between the two of them, and it was more about, you know, we got to make sure the kids have everything. And I definitely ended up with two divorced parents, and I had to be in the middle of that. And that
That is hard.
But I think we all agree, Heather, Alex, Liv, anybody else, 833-JOE-ALEX, that yes, of course you have to communicate. Like, that should never stop, regardless of who, quote unquote, you're putting as a priority. Obviously, you put your spouse as an important thing, but I'm saying, like, you guys, no matter what, at the end of the day, are responsible for that child. Like, that life
Let
that
me
you
ask
conceived.
You something. Joe, so you are really trying to convince Lindsay to have kids right now. Lindsay's your wife. You guys have been married for what?
Almost three years this summer?
Oh,
no, over 3 years.
Okay.
It'll be 4 years in the fall.
Okay. So you and Lindsay have been married for a couple of years. Now you're starting to talk about, do we want to start trying to have kids? When you have a child, are you going to want them to marry someone who puts them first?
What do you mean? Like, I want the kid to?
Right. Like, so when you're raising your child, are you going to be talking to them like, you need to find somebody that always puts you first?
Of course, because it'll be just those two to start out with.
So
yeah.
How are they supposed to find that person if growing up they don't have an example of parents who put each other first the children?
No, but they would have an example of the parents actually like, taking care of each other. I feel like you guys say you can only have one, and that's where I think it's wrong. No, that's what you're saying.
You have both by putting one of those first, which would be the spouse.
I disagree. You're saying that only one way would work.
I think it's about the priority. A priority can only be one thing. I believe, again, I'm not married. I believe that your marriage should be a priority Obviously, it is extremely important to take care of your child and your child's well-being, giving them the necessities on how to live life and giving them guidance as a parent does. But your first priority is your marriage and to show your kids that you love your husband, you love your wife, because showing them how much you love their dad, their mom, is a gift that they'll never forget.
Allison, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think that marriage definitely has to be the priority. If your spouse is not the priority, your relationship struggles, and then you end up in a divorce, and who's to suffer then? The kids are.
I think we're having a discrepancy here with everybody. Like, I don't understand, like, what is the difference between, like, having the priority? Like, it's, I don't think you, like, if you give a priority to one, you ignore the other.
It's not ignoring.
Then what is,
okay,
the,
when your
then
kids,
what does the priority mean? Then?
When your
what
kids,
do you define your priority as? Thank you, Allison.
Because when your kids become the center of your universe, and this is talking as a non-parent, but this is, like, just from talking to other people and listening and having mentors that are, and close friends that are parents. When your kids become the center of the universe, your role as a wife or as a husband starts to get shelved, because you start feeling like, I'm a taxi driver, I'm a chef, I'm a lunch packer, I'm a homework checker. And you and your spouse start focusing on everything else, and then that is how you drift apart and you fall apart. You just feel like roommates, essentially. And then that starts putting a huge rift between you and your spouse, so you're unable to have that example of a loving relationship for your children, which is going to affect them forevermore. Like, you literally talk about how your parents were never married, they didn't have a great relationship, and how that affects you. So imagine if your parents would have had a dysfunctional relationship in the house. They already had one outside of the house, but if your dad would have been living with you growing up, Joe, then don't you think that that would have been really detrimental?
No, but I'm saying, like, I think I learned a lot even if they were never together and in the same house. Like, I feel like I still learned a lot there, because they did. And my personal problems with, like, my family and growing up and things come from just the fact that, like, it's sad. It's not because they didn't put each other
no,
first.
No, but you have major issues, which is okay, everyone does, but with your mom and how much she worked and you having to take care of everything as a younger child, if you were living in a two-parent home, you would have not had to take care of everything that you had to take care of as a child, and you might not have the same stressors and anxiety that you do today.
But how? Okay, that's. But is that not a different point? Because it feels like it is.
No, but
compared to the
saying,
actual thing about, like, who you put the priority first,
well,
for the kids or for the parents.
I think that it's
putting
just
each other
saying
first.
That's the importance of putting your marriage as a priority.
All right, Leanne, we'll wrap things up with you this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. And if you can't get through, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833. I'm sorry. If you can't get through on the phones, that's our number, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Leanne, don't laugh at me. You're hurting my feelings. I'm already emotionally vulnerable this morning. What did you want to say real quick?
That I went through divorce with children, and the main reason I actually left my ex-husband was because he did not make his kids or I a priority. He put himself first. I feel like you have to find a really good balance between your marriage and your children. There's no, who do you put first? It's a whole balancing act.
You know what? That's what I'm going to go with, Leanne, because I feel like you.
You feel like me.
I do. I'm not through your situation, but I agree. Like, I don't think it's one or the other, and that's why I get so defensive about it. I'm like, I don't think it's only just one thing. Thank you for the call.
No.
Okay, so my parents are huge proponents of this, and I have two quick examples, because you kept being like, well, give me an example.
Yeah, I love examples.
My mom would cook spaghetti for us like two times a week my entire life growing up. Me and every single one of my sisters would have a battle with her every single time because we hated spaghetti and we were sick of it. My mom said, it is your father's favorite meal. I'm going to cook for your father what he likes. You guys can suck it up and eat it. That's an example. Just, you know, doing little things for your husband, even though your kids don't want to. Another thing.
Your dad was a mob boss, though, so
right.
Of course he wants spaghetti.
But another thing, making sure kids know to sleep in their own beds. Our bed is our time. Mom and dad's bed is their bed. It's their time to spend with each other. It's their time to cuddle. It's their alone time. You guys have your own rooms and your own beds for a reason. You don't need to be 6 years old and sleeping in our bed every single night.
All right. Thank you for those examples. I'd like to hear other ones, too. It's amazing how many people are calling right now. Let us know on our social media. Do we have it anywhere else besides Twitter? It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Facebook. Search for Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly's ex-wife, Andrea Kelly, says the stories on Surviving R. Kelly rang true to her because of what she says she went through with him.
He was abusive to me verbally, emotionally, physically, sexually, and as we stand today, he's financially abusing me. He stopped paying child support when I came forward in June of 2018. So, you know, I can only speak to my story and what rings true to what I hear.
Singer and actor Harry Connick Jr. will not be watching the Super Bowl. He wrote an open letter to the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, after his hometown New Orleans Saints lost Sunday's NFC Championship game to the Los Angeles Rams by a blown pass interference call. He said, "I love the game of football so much. The NFL gives me great joy and has for many years. To not call the pass interference and helmet-to-helmet penalties at the end of the game was one of the most disgraceful no-calls I've ever seen. Until changes are made, specifically booth review of outcome-altering no-calls, you can count me out. I'm not watching the AFC Championship game, and I won't be watching the Super Bowl." According to the Washington Post, the NFL's competition committee will consider altering the instant replay review rule so that pass interference calls could potentially be overturned. In other news, I have no idea what I just read.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you know what you're talking about?
No idea. I'm literally reading what I had here in prep because I don't know anything about football. But I mean, does this make sense to you guys?
Yes. Well, let's go to our resident sports expert, Liv the Web Girl. This makes sense. Concur?
Yes, I do. And I think he's right. Also, another thing I think is that the overtime rule in the NFL, I think, is completely bogus and stupid. I think they need to do it the way the NCAA does it for football.
I agree. What do you think, Alex?
Yes.
All right.
And the reason I was laughing at you, Liv, not because you had a sports opinion, you were a woman. I kind of thought you looked like a referee for a second in the black and white outfit.
You look like a zebra. I had black and white stripes on.
I was like the official rule setter over here.
And Matthew McConaughey has an interesting way of communicating with his kids. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show talking about it.
So the one that turned six, is that the one that you said was a handful?
Livingston. He sometimes doesn't like to use his words enough to get his point across. Gets a little of that for me sometimes, maybe. I like to wrestle. So we have a wrestling mat. When you come in the door, that's what we have out there. And so if anyone's got really something that they want to contest, they don't want to talk about it, hop on the wrestling mat, gang. He's six.
Does he wrestle with you?
Yeah, I'll wrestle with him.
But that's not fair.
To me, I'm the one that comes out of it, usually the one that's got the bruises.
We need to have that here on the Joe and Alex Show. We have a disagreement. Oh, no, to
wrestle
the mat.
It out.
Wrestle it out.
Ding, ding, that's the garbage.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and the number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. The question we're asking you this morning is, what's the craziest thing your boss has asked you to do? Alex, you wanted to talk about this.
Oh, gosh, I have to talk about it because everyone was watching the two Fyre Festival documentaries. We briefly touched on this on the show last week, but we have to talk more about it because Netflix came out with theirs on Friday. So over the long weekend for Martin Luther King Day, everybody was watching this, you know, binging stuff on Netflix.
Yep.
And there's this part of the documentary where one of the, like, main people working for Billy McFarland, the guy that created the idea of Fyre Festival, he was like the main dude in charge.
Okay.
One of his main people, they were in a conundrum with customs on this island where they had ordered $175,000 worth of water bottles.
Oh my gosh.
For the festival goers. And it was not, they couldn't afford it. So they knew that they had these people coming for the festival. They had all this water sitting in customs, and customs said, "We're not giving you this water if you don't give us $175,000. And so Billy asked this other, like, manager helping him put on this festival to do something in order to get the water.
I think we have the edited audio from the actual clip.
Billy called and said, "Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team, and we need you to go down. Will you?"
I think that what we can translate it to is that he was asking if maybe he would give one of the customs people a special kiss.
That is exactly what he said. Play it again.
Oh my gosh.
Billy called and said, "Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team, and we need you to go down. Will you?"
Okay.
Can I just tell you, when I was watching this, my mouth literally fell to the ground. I could not believe what I was hearing. He did not do it, by the way.
And by the way, too, now that it makes a huge difference, but I believe that employee is gay, right? They mentioned that he was. Now,
so Billy knew that he was an openly gay older man, and so he was like, you know, would you be willing to do this? He didn't force him. That would be different. Obviously, we wouldn't be joking about that. Yeah. I think it's funny. He did not force him. It was inappropriate to ask, but he was genuinely asking if he would do it. He said no. They moved on.
That's how much my wife charged, by the way, if I ever asked for special, because she's like, it's $175,000.
But we wanted to know, what did your boss or someone you know's boss or a former boss ask you to do that was just crazy? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Let's kick things off with Haley on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, Haley?
I'm a CNA, and a big no-no is invasive procedures. And I had a patient that was compacted, and the nurse told me to stick my finger there and clean her out.
Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
No. And please tell me you didn't do that.
Oh, no. I would have lost my license.
Okay. I just lost my lunch or my breakfast, so there's that. Hey, thank you, Haley, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. That's extreme. Okay. I have something, but I guess I should have went before Haley, because mine's not that bad. I had a former boss, and how do I put it? They had major self-esteem issues, and one day he called me into the office, he shut his door, and he handed me a picture of himself and said, I know, this is true. He says, I need you to go around and ask everyone if they think I'm ugly.
Oh my God.
Hold on, it goes farther than that. He's like, tally it, write it down, whatever you have to do, keep track, the yeses and the nos, and don't come back until every person had been asked. I had to ask about 12 people, which is a lot. When you're in a group, like a small group. So I did that, and yes.
So what'd they say? Was he voted
10
ugly?
10 uglies, 2 no comments.
Oh, gosh! So awkward!
So that was a little bit weird. Do you guys have any experiences like that where you have like just a boss and things are really weird when they ask you to do something? You're like, I'm not doing that. Your mic's muted. Let's try it again.
So, not personally, but my best friend's boss has like a preteen daughter. She's like 11, 12-ish.
I don't like this already, Liv.
Well, and so one day my boss, I guess, told her daughter like, hey, like I'll read to you Harry Potter, I swear, just to spend some like quality time so she's not alone and she loves Harry Potter, but she couldn't do it. So she asked my best friend if she could sit next to her daughter and read her all through the Harry Potter book because she couldn't. And so she had to tell her boyfriend that she was going to be late home for work. She had to stay late to literally sit there and read this like 11 or 12 year old Harry Potter.
Holy smokes.
That's when you invested in audiobook, people. Okay? You get out with an audiobook.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This dude named Antonio in Texas was arrested when he tried to fly from Sacramento to Austin with 43 pounds of pot in his luggage. The TSA in Sacramento, this is pretty bad, actually missed the pot.
Oh.
So he made it through there. I don't know if it's because of the government shutdown or just they weren't paying attention, but yeah, 43 pounds of pot made it through there and was only flagged at the airport in Austin after a drug dog smelled the weed. So good for that dog right there. Now, after his bags were flagged, he tried to claim, man, that's not my weed. He told the police he found the stuff on the street before his flight and decided, you know what, might as well take it with me.
I just flew 2 weeks ago, and I was at LAX, and mm-hmm. they didn't really check our stuff either. They just had a dog standing there. But you know what? I loved it because the dog will start barking if there is something, and then I don't have to take my shoes off and stuff. I loved that.
Yeah, I took my shoes off and the dog barked, but I think he's like, oh, God, your feet smell. Put them back on. This is terrible. The guy is now facing a third-degree felony charge for drug possession and could be looking at 10 years in prison. Good news for him, though, his luggage was 7 pounds under the 50-pound weight limit, so he didn't have to pay extra baggage fee.
Oh, well, there you go. See, always a silver lining.
Yeah, and also, I guess the other serious good news, if it would have been there, he would have been facing, instead of 10 years, 20 years. So, it's always good to keep it under the 50 pounds.
That's right.
That right there is your dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So Alex is going to want some feedback from you, what your thoughts are, and you can, of course, join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, or you can do it with Twitter. Give us a follow and tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
I have a friend who I used to live with. We were roommates where I used to live, and she's getting married in March, but her wedding is going to be out of town. It's in Florida. And so it's going to be a little pricey. You have to pay for the flight, hotel, gift, you know, all those different types of things. Since it is an out-of-town wedding, that always costs a little bit more, plus outfit and all that other stuff. And I don't want to go by myself because, like, I'm friends with her and I know some of her friends, but I am not friends with anyone else going to this wedding. Like, I would literally be alone. So I need to bring my boyfriend, the Egyptian. So I told him about this wedding in advance. He's, by the way, never met this girl since we've been dating at all. I barely talk about her because we're not super close, but she's a friend enough and has come to enough things for me that I feel like it is the right thing to do to go to her wedding, even though it's going to cost me an arm and a leg. So for both of us going and like a night of hotel, flights, all that stuff, it's probably going to be close to $1,000. And I did tell him I really need him to go with me so that I don't have to go by myself. But to be fair, since like he doesn't even know this person and I'm kind of like throwing this on him that I would like him to go to this out of town wedding with me, I did say that I would pay for his flight.
Okay, I was going to say, how much of that are you paying?
So is it fair for me to ask him to go if I say, well, I'll cover... Well, actually, I didn't say all of his flight. I said I'd cover half.
What? One way?
So I said I would cover half of his flight and hotel, all that. I'd split it with him. I wouldn't make him pay for his own flight. I would pay for half. So is that fair? Like, should he have to go with me? Because I really have to go to this, and I don't have anyone else.
I feel like you should make he should make you pay for the whole thing.
Really?
Like, what he eats food-wise, that's on him. But, yeah, like, you're dragging him to somebody he doesn't know, somebody you don't even know. Like, I don't even know if you should really necessarily go to the wedding. Yeah, I think you should pay for it all for him. That's not fair. You expect him just to pop out $1,000?
Yeah.
So I think that if he's in the financial situation that he can, then maybe he like helps you with the room and stuff like that. But I think if he's not, and this is going to be a super inconvenience and super trouble on his pocket because $1,000 is a lot, then I don't know. I think you kind of do have to pay for maybe half the flight and the hotel room.
Is that crazy, you guys? Like, that much money to spend on somebody's wedding out of town? Like, you went last year, Joe, to a wedding in D.C.
God, yes.
How much did that cost you?
Oh, the big gay wedding? It was worth every penny. It was a lot. No, it was. It was the best
wedding
I've ever been to.
Definitely going to be, like, a nice wedding.
And you know what? I never want to say I take it back, but I actually really didn't know. This was my wife's friend that we went to, Brian and Peter, that got married. But it was the best wedding of my life. I'm only going to gay weddings after that. But Alex, here's my reason I bring it up, is that it'd be flip-flopped. If the Egyptian wanted you to go somewhere and see somebody that you didn't even really know and you probably didn't want to necessarily go to that wedding or that location, no matter
I'd
how nice or big,
pay for at least
you'd
half.
You'd say at least half for the whole dang thing.
That's
like,
true.
Why do I have to pay?
Oh, this is true.
See, and like with my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, he obviously makes more than I do because I don't make a lot. And so anytime we're in a situation like that, he offers to pay the full thing. Like when we went to Hawaii, we had to pay for the condo we stayed in. Like we all chipped in between him and like all of his siblings.
He covered your part?
Well, I told him that I didn't want him to, and it wasn't a big deal for me too. It's not like it was gonna super hurt me, but he said he will cover anything that he has to if like I can't. Even if we would go out to dinner, he would be like, oh, like I'll buy her, like, oh, I have hers. And like there were like times where I was like, oh, okay, like whatever, he can treat me. But then there are other times where it's like, oh no, not a big deal. Like I can cover my own costs. I can cover all of this.
Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. Do you think that it's like good Alex is paying for half of his stuff? Or I mean, I think you should pay for the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Charlie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I don't really think she should have to like pay all of it. That's ridiculous.
So how much should he be required to pay?
At least half or 75.
Whoa,
wait,
even though
why?
He's never met this girl and she's my friend?
Well, I can understand why he feels that way. I mean, my boyfriend's the same exact way. If he doesn't know them and I'm dragging him somewhere, he's like, I'm not going unless, like, I'm paid for. And I'm like, you're ridiculous. But then eventually, you know, he feels bad. He's like, okay, don't pay for it because I don't make a lot of money. I'm a hairstylist. And, you know, I just... if I want him to go, and you know, he'll be like, "All right, I'll do this for you." So you know,
I think the Egyptians should at least pay half.
This is juicy. I'm keeping you around.
Of course.
I'm going to just play this tape back for him and say, see, Charlie says.
But here's the thing. I think that Alex and the Egyptian are in very similar financial situations. What?
What does mean?
I think if anything, you might maybe make more than him.
No way. The Egyptian's loaded. He comes from royalty.
Know. She's shaking her head yes, that she does make more than the Egyptian. Exactly. So I think you should be paying the full thing.
Well, how much does the Egyptian make?
But baby, but baby likes being treated like a princess.
Of course she does.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande issued an apology in response to the backlash surrounding her latest single, Seven Rings. On the track, she says, "You like my hair? Gee, thanks, I bought it." And people were talking about how white women talking about weaves is not going to help anything. It's racist, whatever. So then she said, white women talking about their weaves is how we're going to solve racism. That's how Ariana Grande responded. But then she deleted that post and apologized, saying, "I'm so sorry my response was out of pocket. Or if it came across the wrong way. Thanks for opening the conversation and to everyone for talking to me about it. It's never my intention to offend anybody."
When's the remix coming out? Seven Weaves. Seven Weaves.
Jimmy Kimmel was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen and talked about how one of his guests refused to come on his show unless he rearranged the entire set so that her bad side wouldn't show.
I have switched seats for Mariah Carey 4 times.
I've had a guest ask for that, and I said no.
It was Streisand. Yes.
Barbara Streisand.
You didn't do it, and then did she come on the show?
No.
Wow.
It was the condition, but the condition was we couldn't talk about the fact that we switched around. I was like, I just don't see how that was going to work.
I feel like Jimmy Kimmel sometimes with Alex in photos. She's like, no. We have to switch sides. I have a bad side. I'm like, you do not have a bad side.
Here's the thing. I do have a bad side.
Liv, does she have a bad side? Be honest.
My nose has something crooked with it. One of my front teeth is sticks out more than the other and is up, shifted upward. So on one of my sides, all of this is noticeable. The other side, for some reason, it isn't.
It's like the
if
rock.
You see it in a picture where I'm looking straight at the camera, you can see that my whole face shifts. It is crooked. On my driver's license photo, yes, it does. And so I understand Barbara Streisand.
It does not.
And here's the thing, though. I know that all of my issues stem from not having a nose job. This is the non-politically correct thing to say. I don't care about love your body, how it is, whatever. My body sucks. There's a lot of things I want done. I need bigger boobs. I need a nose job. And because I haven't had those things, that's why I have these problems. The thing is I can't afford a nose job and all these things, or at least I haven't been able to for a while. If I really crunch numbers, I probably could. But Barbara Streisand can afford a nose job, and that's obviously where all of her problems stem from. Why doesn't she just get a nose job so that she doesn't have to ask people to rearrange?
You're not allowed.
Sex.
You're not. I can't imagine Alex with confidence with a new nose and bigger boobs. No, thank you.
I'll be praying for you, Alex.
What?
Okay,
I am right.
About more.
Do we need to start a GoFundMe? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
There's so many things that I need fixed, and all you need is money.
No.
Barbara Streisand has the money. Why is this this is so stupid?
Okay, I will say this: everyone has a bad side. Okay, everyone has a bad side.
That's not mean that bad.
No. Yes, everyone has a bad side. That does not mean you need to ruin God's creation.
People are more. Some people.
Symmetrical.
Listen, being symmetrical equals beauty, and the closer you are to being perfectly symmetrical, the more beauty you have. And I'm saying that I am on the far, far left side of that.
Are you listening, girls? Everything Alex is saying is true, what you should strive for. Right? Right, Liv?
I told you, it's not the politically correct thing.
Yeah.
It is just the correct thing.
No. Okay.
Chris Brown has been arrested by French police after a 24-year-old woman accused him of rape. He's arrested now. The woman told police that Brown assaulted her in his hotel room between January 15th and 16th after they had met at a club. The report claims that the alleged victim followed him to his hotel where the rape allegedly took place. Paris prosecutors now have the option of releasing Brown or opening a criminal investigation. This is not looking good for him.
Uh-huh. Is that his wee-wee? Tell me.
And patients and staff at Methodist Children's Hospital in San Antonio got a surprise visit from Justin Timberlake over the weekend. So Justin had heard about this hospital after a video of kids singing Can't Stop the Feeling went viral. And so he decided to go meet up with these kids. And here's some of the patients talking about what it was like to meet him.
I was like, oh my gosh, Justin Timberlake is singing to me in my room. Like, what?
Like, when I was talking to him, I didn't feel like I had to act different. It just felt like I was talking to a friend.
That is the garbage.
Hey, are you guys seeing Alex right now? What the hell is she doing over? That's really weird.
I crack my knees.
Okay, but you're rocking back and forth like you're about to kill somebody.
Yeah, because I keep my foot in one spot and then drag it really hard, and then my knee or my hip bone, like up by my vagine, will pop.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. Okay, okay. Wow. It kind of is like you're doing the stanky leg, and you did talk about a stank area.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Do the stanky leg. Do the stanky
leg. Also, I haven't gotten up once since we started the show, so we've been doing it since, you know, 6 a.m. But, well, we get here earlier than that. So I've been sitting without getting up once, 6, 7, 8, 9, to almost 5 hours. So my legs feel like very nimble, like little toothpicks that could just snap at a moment's notice.
All right. That being said, what do you got going on today? Sitting on your butt some more?
I need a chiropractor. That's what I need. I just want every bone popped.
I know a chiropractor.
Who?
Jewel Daddy's, like, one of his best friends is a chiropractor.
Ooh, so is it his hot roommate? I'll come over for that.
One of his friends, but he always gives me adjustments for free.
Yes. If you're single and listening, Live the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, has a hot roommate I discovered over the weekend.
Hey,
hot.
Jake.
And he's single. And he's single, too. He's very nice.
Oh. He is. He's the nicest, and he's so sweet. He's just such a nice, good guy.
One of our friends was so ballsy that she meets him, because we met at Liv's boyfriend's house to all go out, meets him, and immediately, like, on the way to the bar, friend requests him on Facebook. And I was like, man, that's bold.
She slid into his Facebook DMs.
Did he write back?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, so now, see, now he may be off limits, because we might have set him up.
I don't like vaginas.
No, he isn't gay.
All right, what about you, poor chat? What do you got going on today? You can hop on a mic. I forgot your mic doesn't work. Running over here.
I'm still just trying to get my car all situated. It's almost good.
Dude, retire the car, please.
No, it works fine.
Okay, doesn't sound like it is.
Soon, producer Porkchop is going to be peddling to work like Fred Flintstone. Yeah. His feet are going to be tap dancing on the asphalt on his way here. And he's still going to say, it's fine, I don't need a new
car. No, it's good, it's good, it's good.
I'm going to get an Uber passenger, and they're going to be like, are you that producer Porkchop with the Fred Flintstone car? Get me out of here!
Yeah, put your feet down. And Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on today?
Not too much. I just have like a doctor's appointment, but I think today I'm going to sign up for Uber.
So you're going to drive too?
No.
Good grief.
Maybe.
Right, Indy is doomed.
We're talking about this tomorrow, yeah, because there could be a lot of problems with that one.
Use my sign-up code. Get me money.
Yeah, because he desperately needs it now. All right, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, we have got to get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.